Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
Hey, what is going on? I welcome today the WWE Tag Team Champions of the World, Jimmy and Jay, the Usos. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good, man.
Doing good, Otto. Thanks for the terrific introduction.
Well, you know, I've been waiting forever to say such a thing. You know, I've been practicing since I was a little kid. I got to ask, being the tag team champions out on the road, the one thing that's always kind of, I've always wondered about, do you guys have to travel with the belts or does the company bring those for you? I mean, how do you clear TSA with two tag team championships?
Man, hey, Otto, man, yeah, we travel with the belts. It's a damn hassle trying to go through security, airport, TSA with these things, man, because you know they know what it is. They see it on the security screen, and they call all their friends over. You know what I mean? Is this your bag, sir? We're like, yes, that's our bag.
could you open that? What now? Is this a title of some kind? All right, now you guys are both I'd say second generation, but you're about 900th generation wrestlers. Growing up, was there any other consideration of being anything else but a wrestler?
Yeah, of course, man. Like, we always played sports, man. Like, football was definitely our thing. As if there ain't enough Samoans in football as already. But, dude, that was our first passion. And then, we went to play high school ball there, college, did a little bit of college, and then didn't really work out. So, wrestling, we want to do something physical, full contact, so fell right into wrestling.
Why are there so many Samoans in football and wrestling? It seems like that's the industry you guys have locked down.
Because we're huge, and I guess what really gets the people off their feet is that how big we are and how agile and how light on our feet we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would definitely say you guys definitely apply for the light on the feet thing. Now, you're going to be Green Bay tonight for WWE SmackDown. Now, if somebody's never been to SmackDown or a Raw or wrestling in general, number one, congratulations to them on escaping their cave. But what should they expect tonight?
Oh, man, it's going to be awesome. I mean, it's a family-friendly environment. No one in the world puts on shows like WWE does. I mean, you got these huge pyro, food, drinks, man. You can it's different watching it on TV, man. You just got to be there. You're able to feel the energy off of the crowd and feel the energy from your favorite WWE superstar. You know, especially when we come out that black curtain, Otto. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, positively. Now, show, by the way, 6:45 tonight, Resch Center up in Green Bay. I got to ask, being twins, how often do people confuse one for the other?
All the damn time, man. Every time.
And along those same lines now, I know, Jimmy, you've been on Total Divas a whole bunch, being married to Trinity and stuff. How much does that hurt Jay's game to be out on the road that, you're married, aren't you? No, that's my brother!
It was probably a great conversation starter for Jay.
Oh, really?
he probably gets a little pros. It's just pros and cons, I guess, for Jay. I mean, they always confuse him. They confuse us all the time, but my brother is married, so I guess sometimes when people do see him out, they're like, "Hey, John, man, where's Trinity at, man? How you're cheating on him, man? You guys just got married, dude. Does this look like Trinity to you? Do I look like, you know what I'm saying?" So he gets that a lot from me. I guess it's my fault. It's his fault, man.
Nice. Now, how has, as opposed to just being a WWE superstar, how has being on a big part of Total Divas, has that changed things going out in public and stuff? Do you get recognized more?
Yeah, I do, man. And it's starting to be like a real, like, it's starting to be something. Because, I go, like, to the movies. If I go grocery shopping, man, it's not like, "Hey, what's up, Usos?" It's like, "Hey, John, man, what's going on, man? How you doing? How's your toe doing? How's the marriage going?" You know, I'm like, oh, like. So it's really weird, man. You know, I have all, like, especially women, like, bunch of women come up to me and always ask me, "Hey, ain't you the guy from Total Divas?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then they just, "Oh, I love you and your wife." And then they go a little weird. Sometimes they're actually a little more rowdy than a WWE fan.
Wow, that's actually, that's an impressive feat to get to that level.
Yeah, it gets a little scary sometimes. It gets a little scary sometimes.
Now, I have to go into wrestling nerd mode just for a little bit here. All right, so what's going on with the WWE Championship? Daniel Bryan stripped of the belt last night?
Yeah, man, I mean, it sucks, man. I guess the injuries it played a big part in what's happening. And then, who knows, you know, the authority has been a little shady towards Daniel Bryan, so ain't no telling, man.
Well, now, are there any chances of the Usos being involved in the Money in the Bank ladder match for the title?
I think we have our own dilemma going on. I think we have the wires for the Money in the Bank for our own title. So we got to take care of our titles before we go after that WWE title. You know, that's how we're feeling.
Absolutely understandable. How creepy is it having to be in the ring and walking down at the same time as Bray Wyatt with the fans singing and the cell phones and stuff?
It's a little intimidating at times, man. It's a little intimidating. It's not more intimidating than the smell, though.
The smell is not good?
Smell is not good.
Well, I believe what now has he been carrying around that same sheep mask the whole time? That thing's got to be a little on the funky side by now.
Oh yeah,
it's way over there. It's past funky. I don't know what other level is after funky, but it's definitely after funky.
All right. So that'll be tonight, Resch Center in Green Bay, WWE SmackDown. Also, main event is going to be going on tonight. And what are you guys on the card for tonight?
We're not even sure, but if we had to guess, I'm definitely thinking of Wyatt.
All right, so the Usos.
We'll find out right when we get there, man. So, you know, but I'm thinking of Wyatt. Well, last night was a little swerve. We had Fandango and Sandow.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was interesting. Did Layla smell of milk at ringside?
Smell like old milk. Yeah, you're right. Smell like baby milk, old baby milk.
Well, yeah, it's the Midwest. That's kind of how we roll around here. All right. Jimmy and Jay, the Usos, thanks for taking the time, you guys. Good luck tonight. And I'd say hi to your family on behalf of everybody, but that would, you know, take 3 or 4 days. So.
maybe 6 or 7 days. 6 or 7.
Gotcha. All right. Well, good luck tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.